Okay, today's scripture is Matthew 11, 16 to 19. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others. We played the pipe for you, you did not dance. We sang the dirge and you did not moan. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he was a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say he was a glutton and a drunkard and a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her deeds. Matthew 11, 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take of my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God bless the reading.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I have a friend who is a small business owner. The last few months have not been easy for him. In March, he had to figure out how to move his business online. By the time he had his online system up and running, he was permitted to reopen, but only at 50% of capacity. Not all of his customers were comfortable returning with everything going on. So he spent the last month figuring out what services to keep online and what services to resume in person. But before he could do anything, he had to adopt the CDC guidelines for safe in-person operations. His customers have to wear masks, have to wash their hands, and because of the nature of his business, they can't bring their kids with them when they're in the building. His customers don't really like these new rules. A few of them have taken their business elsewhere. Many of them have stayed, but are complaining about every new rule and procedure. My friend is tired. Not the kind of tired that can be cured by a good night's sleep or even a few days off. What he is weary. His tiredness is the kind that has sunken into his bones and that has made him doing everyday tasks more difficult. He's not sure what the future holds for himself or for his business. He's trying to do right by his customers who are like his family. He's worried about the risks associated with inviting them back. All of this worry is causing him to question who he is and why he opened this business in the first place. As I was talking to him this week, I was reminded of the good news of our scripture reading for today. To those who are carrying heavy burdens, Jesus offers rest. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." I want to talk to you for a few minutes about rest. The rest that Jesus offers isn't rest like a vacation. where we take a break from our work and our responsibilities and allow ourselves to have some fun with friends and family. No, the rest that Jesus offers is freedom from the stress that comes with thinking that the sun rises and sets because of what I do or don't do. It is a reminder that Jesus is in control, even and especially when the world around us feels out of control. It is an invitation to lay at Jesus' feet all that makes us feel less than beloved children of God. The rest that Jesus offers often brushes up against our cultural narrative that we can have whatever we want if we just work hard enough. This Protestant work ethic gives us a false sense that we have control over our lives and our futures. I think this pandemic has taught all of us that things happen outside of our control that we couldn't have predicted or avoided. We cannot outwork a virus. It's just something that we are going to have to learn to live with. We learn to live with things that are outside of our control when we remember who we are and whose we are. In our scripture passage for today, Jesus is inviting us to rest in our identity as beloved, baptized children of God. All of the other identities that will be thrust upon us throughout our day, things like small business owner, or pastor, or mother, or grandmother. These identities must fall second to the identity that was given to us in our baptisms. Rest is discovering that nothing we do could ever separate us from the love of God, and that through the Holy Spirit, Jesus is with us always. This week, I did some reflecting on moments in my life when I felt weary. And 9 times out of 10, those moments happen when I've lost sight of who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing. I remember the first few weeks of the pandemic when I was really struggling to figure out how to move worship online. I found myself becoming frustrated and overwhelmed and angry. I became a pastor because I enjoy things like preaching and teaching and walking with people as they journey through life. And now I felt like I was this Instagram influencer. I was stressing about things like camera angles and lighting and audio quality, and oh my goodness, what am I going to wear? Around Easter, I had to have a come to Jesus talk with myself. You are a pastor, I reminded myself. You are not an Instagram celebrity. Your job is to preach the good news and to offer words of comfort to weary people. Keep offering your badly lit videos that don't have fancy musical introductions. Know that even though it isn't perfect, it is the most faithful thing you can do with the time and resources you have. You can rest assured that the call to pastoral ministry is to be faithful, not perfect. The next time that I see my friend, I hope I have the courage to tell him that he's doing a great job in an impossible situation. I hope I can remind him that he is more than what he does or how much money he makes, and that I want him to find rest. But he will only find this rest if he takes some time to figure out who he is and what he was put on this earth to do. Once he has some clarity over these things, the next time that he has to shut down his business, he'll know what is essential and what's not. He'll He'll be able to be flexible with what he does because he knows what he's working towards. Jesus ends his instructions to the disciples by telling them to take his yoke upon them, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In the ancient Near East, yokes were weights that were laid on the necks and shoulders of oxen or slaves or prisoners. What Jesus is saying here is that we should not think of discovering who we are in Christ as a burden or a yoke, but instead as a joy. Because Jesus' way of discipleship is not burdensome, but life-giving. To take his yoke upon you is to be forever connected to God's kingdom of justice, mercy, and compassion. It is to take full and complete advantage of what you will do with your one wild and precious life. This week, I invited you to reflect on where you find rest for your souls. Here, I'm not necessarily asking you to make a list of things like gardening or knitting or exercising, or even that vacation you're going to go on in a couple weeks that you're looking forward to. Instead, I'm talking about things like prayer and worship, journaling, and repentance. You remember those spiritual disciplines that we talked about during Lent. These disciplines are simple things that we can do throughout our day when we've lost sight of who we are and whose we are. When the weight of the world becomes too much to bear, Jesus offers us rest for our souls through these spiritual disciplines. Friends, as we prepare to go from this place, I hope you are excited to discover who you are in Christ. Summertime is really the perfect time to engage these spiritual disciplines anew, because many of us have a little bit more time for things like reading and reflection and prayer. Jesus beckons us to return to him and receive all we need, including who we are and what we were put on this earth to do. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.